And we have one terrible day. We got hit very bad. It was on Kurien Naval Base. The shell went through the radio compartment, and we were losing altitude all the time. Then, all of a sudden, there was a problem with the... what kind of fluid?
Hydraulic fluid.
Hydraulic fluid. And they said, save everything, all the urine, coffee, save the hot chocolate, do not drink anything, and put it all together and get ready to pour everything in. And he said, now, put everything in there. And it did the trick. And we had breaks. And that's why we're here.
My name is David Rosoff. I'm 82 years old. I went to the Army in January of 43. We were fighting in the Atlantic first and then to Russia, bringing all the supplies to Russia. And we landed in Tunis and went through North Africa, then over to Italy, to France, and Germany. Dave, a soldier, was awakened because of some noise that was caused. They got up and they started shooting. People shot at them, they shot back. Or you ran. It was cold. The food wasn't much. Go here. Dave, take your men and go over there. We didn't know what was going on.
Well, I'm Mimi Vrabel, and I'm 81. And I'm from New Jersey, Rockaway, New Jersey. I was in an Army field hospital, and we got sent to India, and I was up in the Assam Valley in India, where they had a couple of airfields where the fellows used to fly the hump to go over to China.
My name is Cal Aders. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 78, and I went in 43 when I graduated from high school. We started out and we headed for the eastern border of France, and then we started going across Germany. And then Patton ordered us to go on into Czechoslovakia and liberate the city of Pilsen. It took us three nights without sleep to get there and get it cleaned up. There hadn't been a sign of a person or a dog even in the town, but all of a sudden they came out on the streets, and I have never seen an outpouring of distorted faces crying and laughing at the same time, and they were all screaming, Nazda, Nazda, and I didn't know till later that it's Czech for welcome, welcome. They're, quote, valiant liberators. We were a bunch of scared kids hoping to come back alive.
I'm Major W.E. Thomas. I'm 83 years old. I participated in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I was with the 1st Parachute Battalion. We landed on Gavutu, which is part of the British Solomon Islands. We had 28 killed, and my commanding officer was killed. He was killed right beside me. They were outstanding Marines, and it was unfortunate, but that's what happened.
Veterans of World War II at the dedication of the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. On the first day of September 1939, Adolf Hitler sent the German army into neighboring Poland. The reaction to that trespass became World War II. Reporter Alex Chadwick went to Germany and Poland to seek out those who saw the war start.
Europe is so contested, so divided and fought over, taken and retaken. Really, every wave in time breaks upon the Europeans. How could any but a very few of them have known that with all that had happened? Still, this would be different. And they were unprepared. There are monuments all over Poland to the courage displayed in the first weeks of September 1939. In a city north of Warsaw, called Mława, for instance, the Polish defenders held out a lot longer than they should have against the far better equipped and prepared German army. These were doomed heroes, and they knew it. In Mława, as elsewhere in Poland, there was very soon no doubt as to the outcome of the invasion. What people did not know was what would happen next.
The last Einsatz war eben vor Warschau mit diesen.
We did our last job just before Warsaw.
Willy Lorenz is now in his 70s, a retired union man living on a small pension in southern Germany. He is a lifelong socialist, he says. He was always against Hitler. Nevertheless, when he was drafted into the German army in 1938, he went. Willie was assigned to the pioneers, road-clearing and bridge-building troops who went ahead of the infantry. A year later, in 1939, Willy Lorenz was in on the invasion of Poland from the first moments of the first day. He came under fire and he saw men from his unit die, and saw many Poles killed, too. But the German invasion was so swift that in less than a month, Willie's unit was no longer needed.